With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cranking it up for hour number two here at the Borgata. Obviously, lots of things to talk about. Eagles played on Thursday night, so it's not as much a part of the conversation. But as I mentioned to start the show, I just can't figure out when this team's going to lose a game. I mean, nobody wants them to lose a game. The way the schedule sets up, if they're not the number one seed, I would be shocked. Shocked if they're not the number one seed. Because there's nobody else that's even in their, you know, in their class. I mean, there's not that many good teams in the NFC. I mean, if you really break it down, I don't think Minnesota's good, but not good enough. San Francisco's good, but they got no shot with Jimmy Garoppolo. And we know the Cowboys always choke. And they got Dak Prescott, who will never, ever, 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 ever win a Super Bowl. Ever. So, you know, they're good, but they're just not good enough. So, and then the Sixers, talk about not good enough. Got to bust it up, boys. Got to bust it up. It's another one of those, start it again, hit the reset button, blow it up. You've already made too many mistakes. Just blow it up. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call today.
No problem.
I want to start off by saying thank you to the Phillies. I mean, I'll be the first one to say, and you and I have talked, that they were definitely going to make the playoffs. I didn't feel like they were going to make any noise in the playoffs, and what they accomplished is really kind of something special. I don't know that we can come back from where we were, especially with Wheeler pitching. I know they said it was fatigue, but you got to believe he's still hurting a little bit, so... You know, if we can get a couple good innings, maybe we can pull this off. But, you know, with that being said, just thank you to the Phillies for everything they've accomplished this year.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people. When you think about, well, think about what they were in the middle of September. They were an average team. And then where they are now, it's just, I don't know that, you know, when you look at a 162-game schedule and you have the team with the worst record of any playoff team, or the fewest wins of any playoff team, we'll look at it that way, and in the World Series, I don't know that that's a good thing to play 162 for that, but it doesn't make any difference to the people in Philadelphia because it's created a ton of excitement, no question, no question. You know, they have a difficult task. They're on the road against the best team in baseball. I mean, that would be... it's a major accomplishment to win a World Series anyway, but a major accomplishment to win in Houston. But it can be done, there's no question.
No, absolutely. Anything can happen, and we proved that just by making it to where we are now. I mean, but
yep.
What you and I have talked about before is, you know, you have to put the ball in play because anything can happen, and
yeah.
Defense will probably come back at some point to hurt this team, and it has. And unfortunately, you know, cost us probably at least two games this series with the, you know, with our hitting and our fielding. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, thank you, Phillies.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. All right, what's your most devastating loss?
I'm not sure if it was said. I'm going to say the Kawhi Leonard last-second shot in the
Toronto, the playoff game. Yeah, okay. John, I'll put you in the mix. All right. Hey, thanks for the call and have a great day. Take care. All right, let's go. It's the dope portion of the program. Captain Cockroach Cowboy. What's happening, dope?
King of Buffoons and Idiots. How are you today?
I have never had a bad day in my life, and I'm at the Borgata, so how bad could it be?
Beautiful at the Borgata. I love it there.
Yes.
I need to get there while you're there so I can strangle you.
Yeah, well, but you never made that bet when the Eagles played the Cowboys. You never took me on that. So
no,
that's
I did
right.
not.
Because you got
we're
this.
Not going to rehash that.
Okay.
But this is what I'm going to say to you.
Okay.
The Eagles will not go undefeated. The rules
no, and I don't think so. I don't think so either.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they'll lose on Christmas Eve. And then I think there'll be another surprise.
Yeah, what's the other surprise? Going to lose, and I think they're going to lose on Christmas Eve only because it's the third straight road game, and that's really difficult to win.
Really?
Yes. That's the reason. It's not because the Cowboys are better.
Would it be Dak Prescott's 7-3 career record versus the Eagles?
I don't really care about what's happened in the past.
Oh, okay.
All right, the past is the past.
I remember when you said Carson Wentz was
If you
better.
Want to say the past is the past, of the two teams, which team has won a Super Bowl, the last to win a Super Bowl? Which team was it?
Well, considering you're right, they are in last place with Super Bowls. They only got one. Everybody else in the division has multiple. So you're right. They are in last place when it comes to Super Bowls.
Well, that's why I don't like to deal in the past, because you come up with excuses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you think the Cowboys are better than the Eagles?
I do.
Well, you're an idiot.
Well,
all right, how's
so
that?
You.
How's that?
Because I know they're better at quarterback. I know they're better at running back. And the defense is better.
What running back? Zeke Elliott is done. Pollard's better than Zeke Elliott, but he's not better than Miles Sanders.
See, you know nothing about football.
You know what? You know nothing about anything.
And let me tell you something. I loved your attire last week. You think nobody caught on? You wore business colors. You wore the navy blue and the orange. I picked that up, by the way, when you did the pregame show. You think you slick? I saw you.
I wore orange for Halloween.
Navy blue and orange, and they were Bears colors.
Actually, you know what? You know what's amazing? Somebody else said I wore blue. It was a charcoal gray suit. With an orange tape. Well, I don't care what it looked like. I'm telling you what it was. I know what I wore. It was not blue. I do wear blue, but it was not blue, you dope.
You idiot. You wore Bears colors trying to be slick. I knew what you were doing.
I wore orange for Halloween. It was Halloween weekend, you nitwit.
You were subliminally rooting for the Bears. I know you were.
Bears? Why? I had no point of reference with the Bears.
Because they were playing the Cowboys.
I could care less.
You want to know my most devastating loss?
Oh my
Jackie
gosh.
Smith, do you remember
that? Do you ever have anything intelligent to say in life?
You know I do. I'm speaking intelligent now. Do you want to talk about Jackie Smith?
All right,
dropping the ball.
I don't.
My most devastating loss.
Okay.
Can we talk about that?
Let's go. No.
Were you there? Were you at that Super Bowl?
No, I was not at that Super Bowl.
Why weren't you there? Because
it was before I started to go Super Bowl. It was before 1980. All right. I'm going to ask you one more question. Do you think? All right. I'll ask it this way. Which team do you think is better between the Eagles and the Cowboys?
Honestly, I mean, you know this. The one thing I do know that you know.
Answer the question.
Will you let me finish? Teams with the better quarterback are the better team. Dallas obviously has the better quarterback, so they're obviously the better team.
That is a terrible answer. That is a terrible answer.
It's a simple answer for a simple man. You are a simple man. And the Cowboys will win by double digits on Christmas.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
I'll bet you a dollar. Oh, now you're going to bet me a dollar. All right, here. I'm sorry. I did say I was only going to ask you one more question. Here's the next question. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, no, tell me if this sounds like hanging up on you. There you go.
Get your damn act together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Jim, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Jim. I never had a bad day in my life. How are you?
I know you have. That's a great thing, man.
I know. Really?
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Thanks.
Hey, I don't think anybody should be surprised the way the Phillies are playing. They've been playing like this all year. Either they hit the home runs or, you know, they don't. When they don't, they don't usually win. So the hope we have is they can start hitting some home runs.
Yeah, well, if they hit home runs, then they'll obviously score runs.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's not the way you're going to win at this point in the season.
Right.
But you know, hey, they've gotten this far, so they deserve credit for that, for sure.
Yeah, anything can happen. You never know.
I know. I've heard that before, too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep.
Anyway.
Yes?
I think I have a devastating loss.
Uh-oh.
How about Doc Holliday losing that 2-1 game to the Cardinals, who shouldn't have
2-1
been
or
in the playoffs?
Was it 1-0?
Yeah,
1-0.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was 1-0. Yeah.
You got to get the facts right there, Jim.
Yeah, I knew it was 1-0.
But that's all right. That was a pretty devastating loss. You are correct. You're in the mix there, Jim.
Thanks, Howard.
You're in the mix. I'm Howard Eskin here on a wonderful day at the Borgata. That question, as I mentioned earlier, and you know our questions each week, are for a chance to win a $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. Check them all out at DeBruno.com. Food there is sensational. The meats, the cheeses, the food, the catering, the gift boxes. Everything that you can think of that you want to make you happy, you can find at DeBruno Brothers. Nothing like it. Any one of their 6 locations. All right, let's go to Sean. You're on WIP.
What's going on, Howard?
Another day in paradise, Sean.
Damn right, you're at the Borgata. I'm not. Yeah, yo, congratulations too on the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was. I understand now. Obviously, I couldn't be there.
Well, my friend spoke for you. I'm friends with Rob Maddie. So
okay, yeah, he accepted my award, and I understand he did. I know. I was told by people that were there he did a great job accepting my award.
He didn't call anyone a moron, a dope, or
you know. And then I got roasted by Pat Williams, but that's okay. People. You know, fun at my expense, but it was nice, and too bad. I wish it was on another date, but I had to do my job, and my job was to be part of the broadcast for the Eagles and at the Houston game. So
you chose a great guy to accept it for you, so he's a good dude. First off, I just want to do Sixers and then Phillies. Maury is a moron, if you can spell moron. This guy basically brought the Houston Rockets that didn't win anything to Philly.
The Sixers have been conned more times, I think, than any team in the NBA with different people. It's not just one person. But Daryl Morey is not a guy that's going to win a championship for you or help win. He's built a poor team. The only way out is to blow it up and start all over again. But I don't want to start all over again with Daryl Morey. It's just no way he's going to get it done.
No, it's never
the bench can't score. You know, he's got done all these things. P.J. Tucker looks like he's 96 years old. Hey, he was a good player at one time, but sign him to a 3-year contract. But Daryl Morey won't be here at the end of that 3-year contract. I mean, it's ridiculous, the team they put together. And he's now waited too long to try to trade Joel Embiid. Hey, Joel Embiid is a terrific player, but he's not a champion. He's not a champion.
No, they're processing the process again. It's just oh my, I can't take it anymore. And the fact that the Nets want to trade Ben Simmons again. I know he told your dog, you know, congratulations, you know, whatever, sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I know. He showed compassion when my dog was put down, and that was sad. Very sad for me, Yeah, I know. He apparently has a heart, but he's just not a good player. But even with that said, I just don't think it was a good trade for the Sixers. They could have made a trade with Sacramento and gotten Halliburton and Buddy Hield. and they would have been better. They would have been better off.
And I'm
Halliburton's got a chance to be a good young player.
Howard, listen, who did they not want to include in the trade? And the kid doesn't play right now. He's not even playing. Matisse Thybul. They wouldn't put Thybul in that trade to make that
Thybul
trade.
Thybul can't play dead. Stinks.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand what this guy's doing. I can't stand it. So, real quick with the Phillies, they got here. I'm not going to be the guy like, dude, congratulations on that. But they're here. They're. I'm telling you right now, they're going to win tonight. They're going to win. I don't know how. I think it's going to be the bullpen that comes in. Because here's my question to you. If Wheeler comes out and throws 94, how long do you let that guy pitch? Because he has arm fatigue, correct?
He has what?
Arm fatigue, right? Isn't that the whole thing with him?
Well, they say his arm's a little tight. They haven't said it. They've implied that his arm's
a little
tight.
Well, you know that's what they're saying. So
yeah, hey, listen. Here's what it comes down to. He's got to pitch well, and the Phillies have to score runs without home runs.
You got to play baseball, bunting the ball, which they should have did the night before,
I don't know about bunts, but make contact. They struck out 26 times in two games.
And then we got a guy, Castellanos, that we're paying millions of dollars that became a punch and Judy hitter, and he couldn't be a punch and Judy hitter when we need him to. You know what I mean?
He's not had a good year.
And if Aaron Nola has to pitch game seven, I'm out.
I will pick
Ranger.
Well, Ranger's probably going to pitch. If there's a game seven, he'll probably pitch. All right, what's your most devastating loss?
So you're going to hate me for this, Howard. I'm a 3-for-4 fan. So, when the Deshaun Jackson ran the touchdown back against the Giants.
Because you're a Giants fan.
Correct. Yes.
Well, that was, you know what? It still was a devastating loss for the Giants. I'll put it in the mix. It's not that I don't like it. I love the play, but I appreciate the call. All right, Sean. All right. Take care. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, Lewis? I'm sorry. I got to take care of some things here, so hold on, and we will get to you. Mark Lawrence will join us at 9:40, but we'll get back to the phones afterwards. We'll have people without the Eagles. It's one less game to talk about with Mark, but we'll take a look at the college and pro football. 215-592-9494. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:19, and when you start a day, there's so many ways to start a day the right way. There's one way that I know of, one of the ways you can start a day and make...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.